Margo and Ez for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Triple M.
Something which is cruising through town today is the White Bike Foundation, Ez, and it's unfortunately to do with cyclists in the region who have passed away. Mm. Never a good thing, of course.
Sadly, it has happened, and we have a massive cycling community here in Bendigo. You just had to see the people at the Madison last weekend, but everyone out on their bikes all weekends. So we're going to find out a little bit more about this cause. Chris Savage joins us on the phone from the White Bike Foundation. Morning, Chris.
Morning. How are you both?
Mate, you are cruising this way towards Bendigo. Tell us about the foundation and what goes on, Chris, please.
All right. So the foundation was set up in sort of honour of a young kid that I coached, young Joel Hawkins, who passed away pretty much 2.5 years ago down on the Mornington Peninsula. So we kind of had the idea, me and Leslie's old man, to set up this foundation to just protect all road users, you know, for people just to take their time, you know, share the road, look after one another, because it's, you know, it's so dangerous out there that, you know, we need to protect these young kids on their push bikes, and not only that, pedestrians and, you know, motorcyclists. So, yeah, the foundation sort of set up that way just to protect all road users, more or less, educate and sort of, yeah, protect everyone.
So here in Central Vic, we're going to be seeing little white bikes popping up as a bit of a reminder. Is that right?
Correct. Let's hopefully there's not too many of them. But, yeah, there's we're setting up little white bikes where, you know, obviously the likes of Jason Lowndes and Scotty Peoples passed away that we've put little bikes, which have been donated to the foundation as well. They're amazing little bikes, but, you know, it's just in honour of these kids that have, you know, lost their lives for something that they love doing. So,
Chris,
yeah,
with bikes, and, you know, we've been through this before, and I'm sure you've spoken about it before, there's not much chance. If you get hit, it's usually, unfortunately, fatal, isn't it, with a push bike?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, it's one of those things, you know, you're not going to come off best, that's for sure. You're always second best, and it's usually someone that passes away or is, you know, pretty severely injured. So even one of our ambassadors of the foundation, he's in a wheelchair. So Robbie Piem, he's, you know, lost pretty much half his, you know, he can't walk. So he's an amazing guy. So it affects not only if you pass away, but, you know, affects your life.
Yeah, well, look, it's absolutely tragic, Chris, that you do have places to come to Bendigo to put these white bikes, but it's a great reminder for everyone out on the road, whether they're in a car or on a bike, to be safe and to think about each other. So thank you for what you're doing.
No, not at all. It's something that we're really passionate about, and, you know, and Lowndesy would love something like this. Part of the foundation's goal is to send a young kid to Europe to race their push bike for 4 months of the year and come back to Australia and be, you know, fully supported, you know, by the foundation. And, you know, this thing's only growing legs minute by minute. So, yeah, it's something that Lowndes would be proud of.
Yeah, so you're going through Bendigo, mate, and then where are you heading to from there?
Off to Benalla, so let's hope the wind's behind me because yesterday was horrendous.
Oh, I could imagine,
yeah,
mate,
those
winds are crazy. Chris, good luck with it, mate. Let's hope we aren't talking a lot about the white bikes. I mean that in a nice way because we don't want to see too many out there, and fingers crossed we start to see a few of them. Sorry, not many of them, and hopefully that's the case.
Yes, spot on, yeah. We don't want to see too many of them because, yeah, it's not a good thing to see on the side of the road, that's for sure.
Not at all. Chris, safe travels. Keep spreading the message across. And if you're out there today, if you're in a car or on a bike, I know we can all get a bit frustrated at times, but it's not worth a life. So just think about that.
Good on you, Chris Savage. Thanks for your time.
Cheers, guys. Thank you.
Chris Savage from the White Bike Foundation, and you will see a little bike out there for Jason Lowndes, and there's been others across the region who have passed away. It's just horrible to even think about it.
Cargo and Ez for breakfast, weekday mornings from 6 on Triple M.
We're talking prenuptials, Ezzy, aren't we?
Well, Prince Harry has decided that he won't be getting a prenup with Meghan Markle because his marriage is going to last forever. What's the
point?
You
seem like you're shocked by that.
Well, he's just got so much money. If anything happened, it would be hers without a prenup.
Anyway, look.
It seems silly to me.
I'm sure there'd have to be something written in there somewhere.
Well, not if you don't have a prenup.
Yeah, he's not going to freeball. I mean, he's got jocks on. Seriously,
it's not like Brian Coughlin over here. We're going to the phones on this one, 13 27 10. Helen is in Maiden Gully. Helen, Is this romantic or downright stupid?
I think it's downright silly. I do. And I was listening to Steve overnight. And they say that he's, at the moment, they fancy he's 54 million.
Is that how much he's worth?
Yeah. If he looks at the history of his family, his parents, his uncles, aunts, other royal members, marriages just don't seem to last with a lot of them. So he does need to protect, especially he inherited a lot of that money from Diana, and he needs to protect it.
They do live in a different world, the royals.
Very well spoken, Helen. I do like it a lot. Okay, let's go with a guy's point of view. Jefferson, prenuptial agreements, you're thinking?
Well, I'll be like you, Colin. I don't even really need to worry about it. I don't think we have anything to lose, but it doesn't really matter.
It's a shame we laugh about it, though, isn't it? Because we're not bugger all. Anyway.
Jefferson, if you were a prince, though, worth 50 mil plus, would you be making your missus sign a prenup?
Oh, look, I think it puts tension on the relationship, so I think he's doing the right thing.
Yeah. And again, I mean, you know, you can't take it with you. Can you?
You can't take it. It's only money.
You can't stuff it down your jocks while you're in the coffin.
Yeah, but if, you know, they only last for a couple of years, Prince Harry's only in his
30s. Yeah, all right. We'll see what happens anyway. Thanks, Jefferson. Let's continue on our journey. 13:27:10.
Megan's on the phone. Megan, is Prince Harry romantic or a bit silly?
Well, I think he's probably just being smart, because the reality is he can get a prenup. But if they get married and they have kids, all that goes out the window anyway. It's just invalid. I mean, she's going to be entitled anyway. So, but, you know, hey, why would you get married with the intention that you're going to break up and require that? It just does. You might as well not get married. If you can't trust someone, forget it. Stay on your own. It doesn't make any sense.
It seems to be the trend, though, I suppose, that, you know, the marriages these days, that they haven't got a great survival rate.
No, and people always say you need to be smart about things.
Well, you do, but the thing is if you decide to have a prenup with your partner and you get married and a couple of years down the track you have kids and you get other assets, that prenup's invalid, because it's all it is now is an agreement. It's not a contract. It's only an agreement.
Yeah, right.
So they don't actually... The legal validity of them is questionable. Yeah. If you went to court, you probably would find that it wouldn't be valid anyway.
It's an agreement, I think, as you said. It's a prenuptial agreement. So I think if you wanted a contract, it'd be a lot heavier than that.
I suppose if you brought it up too, it could cause an argument.
Like,
what do you mean? You think we're going to break up?
I think at my age, and Coco's age, we've got our own assets and things, and we walk into a relationship or another partner, and we've got what we've got, we walk in, and I think if anything went wrong, we should be able to take back what we walked in with. Yeah. But I think as far as Harry goes and his age and young people, that's just crazy. You're just wasting your time and wasting your money.
Yeah, no, thank good call. Megan. He's got a bit of money to waste,
yeah,
I suppose.
I think
thanks, Megan. There you go. That's a little bit of advice for Harry.
All right, we'll give him a call and we'll let him know.
Prince Harry, good on you. What's his number?
Triple M.
Now, is I don't often praise you.
Oh, no, what have I done?
No, I'm being sincere. I'll let you know about Ez's weekend, and if you wonder if we get about around locally, and a lot of people say, oh, you're here, there, and everywhere, and are you there? On Friday night, you had your mum turn up because she was going to John Farnham, bought her tickets yonks ago.
Yep.
So you had to get out of here, and we had to set up and everything down there.
Yep, we had the big Triple M rock box that we had to set up, which we secured very well.
We won't go into that anyway. And then you had to get things organised for the parade on Saturday.
Yes, had to duck to the costume cupboard.
Got home to see your mum, which was late. Then on Saturday, you got up and got organised, and we went and did the parade. Then you went home, got organised, went to the concert. Now, if a lot of people said, oh, but you enjoyed yourself. Well, we're looking after people while we're there. So
it's all right.
You can't go too hard, if you know what I mean.
No.
But the big one is Sunday morning. You got up, right, at 6 on Sunday, which is really, really early on a Sunday morning.
Sure is. Still dark too. Gosh, it's dark late at the moment.
But tell us about that, because I think you did a great job, and the people organising it, I think it's Graham Holland, isn't it?
Yep, and his beautiful wife, Janine.
Yeah,
they did an amazing job. It was the Melanoma March yesterday. It took place at Lake Waroona. Now, this has been happening for a few years in Melbourne and the Gold Coast and all around Australia, but it was the first time that it's been brought to Bendigo yesterday. And I will say, I reckon it will happen every year now, obviously raising awareness of melanoma. And about 12 grand for the Melanoma Institute of Australia is what Graham managed to get together yesterday, which was just huge. And we did a couple of laps of the lake and we had an oncologist come and speak from Bendigo Health as well. And it was a really, really good day. So they did a fantastic job.
Well done to Alana too and the span walk, which was just magnificent. So there you go. And again, like I say, and I'll say it on behalf of you because I've been doing it for a long time, is that there wouldn't be too many radio stations on Pump Number Own Ties around the region who get local like that. People can say, oh, I'm local. No, you're not. No.
Well, that's why we love where we live.
Get out and support your community if you think you're local, because it's given up your time too. So well done on behalf.
Thanks,
I know what
Cops.
It's like. I know what it's like because you do give up time and people go, oh, well, you know, it'll be right, say, an hour. But it turns into a few hours because you've got to, well, of course, you're performing too like you were yesterday.
Yeah. No, well, so we're lucky to live somewhere where people care so much about what they're doing and want to organise events. So,
yeah, if your local radio station doesn't get out and about, bloody kick, give them a kick in the bum. That's what they need.
Triple M. Coggo had one job, to get the Easter eggs safely to the station. But something went wrong along the way. Uh-oh. And now the eggs are scrambled.
Seriously.
Well, I have driven with you before. It's no wonder. No wonder they've scrambled up all of our eggs.
Oh, that's all right. Anyway, let's hit the phone. Verity, hello.
Hey, Coggo and Liz, how are you?
We're good, Verity. Now, we're going to dig into our little basket. We've got some eggs that are still good. We've got some eggs full of cash. And there's a couple of rotten eggs thrown in there as well.
They're the ones that have been sitting for a while, Verity. What would you like, you know? Imagine if you won that, you'd have maybe a bowl that Ez has used or, I don't know, a can of Glen 20 that's half used.
Oh, well, they'd be useful anyway.
Coggo's dirty jokes.
Yeah, maybe not them.
Maybe not.
Thanks, Jess.
Yeah, all right, let's draw one out. We'll see how we go.
Here we go. Good luck anyway, Verity. Here we go.
Thank you.
One, two, three.
You've got yourself a good egg.
Hey! I'll bet you're a good egg, Verity. You are a good egg, aren't you?
I am, thank you.
$250 safety check at Bendigo Ford. Whoa. There you go.
Cool. Thank you, guys. That's awesome.
No worries, Verity. Go get your car sorted ahead of Easter. Are you heading away for the break or?
Oh, no. We've got nephew's first birthday, so we're doing the local torchlight parade.
Oh,
perfect.
Wow.
Nice.
Yes.
It's going to be big, I think, the weather, hopefully.
We do it every year, so good.
It's a tradition. Well done, anyway. Congratulations. At least you didn't get a rotten egg.
Mm.
No, I'm quite happy I didn't. Thanks, guys.
It does mean that there's a few rotten eggs left in there as we continue scrambled eggs tomorrow.
And we will. Triple M.
Coggo and Ez for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Triple M.